This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The pursuit of energy and the hope of survival, every coal miner's mission and prayer. We remember the 29 dead from the Upper Big Branch disaster on the announcement of the largest settlement in U.S. mining history. On this Wednesday, December 7th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
Fresh memories of that mining disaster as victim families contemplate a $210 million settlement in West Virginia. Meanwhile, 70 years after Pearl Harbor, different memories of a very different American nation. And would it ruin your appetite if you learned of dreadful working conditions for restaurant employees? A dining guide bets yes. Join any of our conversations by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. First, let's check the morning's top news headlines.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai cut his European trip short and is now back in his country. That comes after yesterday's unprecedented attacks on Shiite Muslims that killed at least 60 people and injured hundreds more around the country. After a briefing with his security chiefs, President Karzai will go to a hospital to meet with some of the wounded.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has called on world leaders to stop discrimination against gays and lesbians. Speaking from Geneva, she said the Obama administration says that protecting the global LGBT community is one of the remaining human rights challenges of our time.
They are denied opportunities to work and learn, driven from their homes and countries, and forced to suppress or deny who they are to protect themselves from harm.
Clinton also said the U.S. has committed $3 million in aid to help expand the rights of gay people around the world. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is in Paris to meet with French President Nicolas Sarkozy before tomorrow's summit on the EU debt crisis.
Russian authorities say they arrested more than 500 protesters in Moscow overnight. It's the second day of demonstrations following the disputed Russian elections. This protester told the BBC why he thinks the outcome was flawed.
Russia, with this government, with these leaders, with these cheats, with these thieves, Russia has no future.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's party held on to its majority in parliament, but election observers allege there was rampant fraud throughout the country. Over in Egypt, the party of the Muslim Brotherhood has claimed victory in the recent runoff elections. They'll hold at least 40% of seats in parliament. This is just in the first set of elections. Two-thirds of the country still has yet to vote, so far as Islamist parties have dominated the results.
In the U.S., the rhetoric on the payroll tax cuts and whether to extend them past December is ramping up on Capitol Hill. The president spoke in a small Kansas town with a message of populism and income equality. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans will propose their plan that would pay for extending the cuts by increasing Medicare premiums for rich senior citizens. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration has stepped down. Randy Babbitt resigned days after his arrest for drunk driving on the wrong side of the road outside of the nation's capital.
And, you know, one of these things is not like the other. Take a listen.
Welcome to the jungle.
Well, all of them have something in common. Those are all inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, new inductees. On that list, you just heard the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Beastie Boys, Guns N' Roses, and Donovan there. Also among the ranks, the Small Faces, and Laura Nyro.
Laura Nyro. She's Nyro. A legend. Absolute legend. But our news gang doesn't really know who Laura Nyro is. But that's all right.
They're not the only ones. I don't know who Laura Nyro is.
Well, that's all right. Asian and European markets are both up. Wall Street expects to be up. Wall Street futures are positive at this hour. The Dow starts at 12,150. The S&P begins at 1,258. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,650. Coming up this hour, the NAACP will be petitioning the United Nations on Saturday. The issue, what they see as a concerted effort to disenfranchise African-American and Latino voters in the U.S. ahead of next year's presidential election. We want to know what you think about it. Are states making it too hard for certain populations to vote? Steven says this at facebook.com/thetakeaway. He takes issue with the states that want voters to show a photo ID at the polls. You already have to show the voter ID card issued by the state. There has already been a thorough background check to make sure your name matches your address. Tell us what you think, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up in a few minutes is $210 million in a settlement in the Upper Big Branch mine disaster, accountability for Massey Energy, the mine owner.